Welcome to Blazing Language. I'm Ken Nesbitt. Have you ever wondered why packing your bags and heading to a new country can supercharge your fluency faster than any textbook? Today, we're exploring the fascinating science of what happens to our brains when we step off the plane. We'll discover how real-world immersion transforms simple sounds into meaningful communication, and how you can prepare your ears for your next big adventure. Let's dive in. Many of us dream of wandering through a bustling foreign market, stopping to chat with a local vendor, and effortlessly ordering a regional specialty in the native tongue. It is a beautiful vision, and it often inspires us to pack our bags. But what is actually happening in our brains when we step off the plane and immerse ourselves in a new environment? We often hear that the best way to learn is simply to go there. But understanding how travel accelerates language learning can help us make the most of our journeys without feeling overwhelmed by the pressure to perform. To understand this acceleration, it helps to look at the difference between conscious language learning and subconscious language acquisition. When we study grammar rules in a textbook, we are learning about the language. But language acquisition happens naturally when we understand messages, a concept known as comprehensible input. Travel acts as a powerful catalyst because it floods our environment with this input. Suddenly, the language is no longer a static exercise on a screen. It is a living tool painted on street signs, printed on menus, and spoken all around us. When you find yourself in a vibrant market, you are not just hearing words, you are witnessing them in action. You see a local vendor point to a ripe piece of fruit while saying its name, or you watch a customer hand over coins while exchanging a common greeting. In these moments, your brain is doing high-speed translation work without you even realizing it. The context provides the clues you need to make sense of the sounds, turning what could be noise into meaningful communication. This process highlights why listening is such a critical piece of the language learning puzzle. Before we can produce a language naturally, we need to hear it used in real contexts. During travel, passive listening becomes an active, engaging experience. By simply sitting in a cafe and paying attention to the rise and fall of surrounding conversations, you are training your ear to recognize the rhythm, intonation, and natural pacing of the native speakers. You begin to notice which phrases are used in casual passing and which ones carry a deeper sense of cultural warmth. Indeed, language and culture are inseparable. When we learn a language through culture, we gain a much deeper understanding of the people who speak it. Travel allows us to see how history, geography, and social customs shape the way people express themselves. For example, a simple greeting might carry a level of respect or playfulness that cannot be fully captured in a vocabulary list. By experiencing these nuances firsthand, you build a stronger emotional connection to the language, which makes the vocabulary much easier to retain over the long term. However, the sheer volume of new sounds and sights during a trip can sometimes feel overwhelming. It is important to approach travel with a low-pressure, sustainable mindset. You do not need to speak perfectly or have deep philosophical discussions on day one. Instead, view every interaction as an opportunity to listen and learn. If you can understand the general message of what someone is saying, you are succeeding. Lowering your anxiety actually helps your brain absorb new information more efficiently, making the process both more enjoyable and more effective. To make the most of your travels, it is incredibly helpful to prepare your ears before you even leave home. Developing a daily habit of listening to authentic content can make your transition to a foreign environment much smoother. This is where the Blazing Language podcasts can play a vital role in your routine. By listening to stories that blend cultural insights with natural, comprehensible language, you can train your ear to recognize common patterns and vocabulary in a relaxed, low-pressure way. When you finally arrive at your destination, the local speech will sound familiar rather than foreign, giving you the quiet confidence to engage with the world around you. When you return home, the journey does not have to end. The key to sustainable progress is to carry the spirit of your travels back into your daily routine. By continuing to seek out interesting cultural stories and keeping up with your listening practice, you can maintain the momentum you built abroad. Travel is a wonderful way to kickstart your progress, but it is the consistent, enjoyable habits we build day by day that truly allow us to connect with a new culture.